Rhymes and Readings is a collection of poems in different styles, using different poetic tools and providing the reader with a poetic sampling that may stimulate their reading and writing of poetry. This collection was also created to promote poets getting their work out for us to read and experience. Join me. Bring your own beach chair. No Name, No Fame Poet. Epigram from the No Name, No Fame Poet. Poetry is the story through which we express our emotions, our truths. Why read and write poetry? Do not get trapped in the details of someone's story, someone's video, someone's movie. Do not let someone else control your thinking. Read poetry to provide stimulus where you create your own details, where your thinking is the plot for the story you are writing. Poetry can be the little big bang to your universe, creating galaxies of your making and design, unique to you because you are unique and have a unique voice. Write that through poetry you can be heard and understood. Why I write poetry. Poetry. Life remembered and shared. Thoughts, emotions, experiences, rhythm and rhyme it, creating, learning, evolving, satisfaction and growth from it, sharing, dialoguing, publishing, outlet and community for it, my poetry, my life remembered and shared, speaking to the crowds to inflame them, not to inspire. Speaking to the crowds to change their truth, not to support it. Speaking to the crowds to destroy them, not to build them up. This is what they have done and are doing. Speaking to the crowds. How do we find the truth? The false promise. Don't be fooled by the human promise. The promise of a voice that means something, but is just more noise in the klaxoning of humanity's voice. The promise of quick results, but is nothing more than false security in the world of wants. Instead, prepare yourself and those you love with the truth. Prepare them not by voicing, but by acting, by studying the truth, by gleaning your actions to be taken and theirs from that study. Forget former times. Look for paths in this world's wilderness. Replace this world of wants with a world of beyondness, beyond ourselves, and reaching out to Him. The chase. Like the running leash dog dragging a chair, I am dragging my memories of that event behind me. They chase me day and night. The harder I work to get away, the more they remain. Never fading, never changing, always painful. What if I let them catch me, these hounds of my history, immersing me in their pain and their desire to hold me in that moment? Is it true? The only way out is through this chase that I wish to end. Releasing the past, the grief of the chase, making a new present, my best past. Return to the garden. I took a walk in the garden. Why did I walk anywhere else? I followed the winding shell path through palms and palmettos, so near the fire bush. I settled to meditate on a bench surrounded by palms. The lemongrass and garlic kept me safe. I gazed over the garden. The tangelo, lemon, and key lime trees welcomed my attention. Butterflies, birds, and bees shared this island of contemplation. My mind wandered over the garden. The community of native plants inspired me to linger longer. Stay, said the coffee plant. Visit me, exclaimed the beauty berry. Don't forget about me, shouted the porter weed. The garden is calling me back. I look forward to my return.